last week on Discount Heroes.
Will you be traveling on to Hive today?
Well, we'd like to. That was the plan.
Very well. You will submit to a search of your goods.
And I use Gift of Gab to make it seem like I did not cast a spell on him.
We have some very important deliveries that are for Mr. Shroud himself.
Understood. No note of this will be made. Please enjoy your stay. There are these cool shaded goggles that reflect the stars in them all the time.
I need that. The salt, yeah.
Each ingredient, you can buy a portion of it.
I'll take two portions of each.
I assure you, they're quite delicious.
The tart, please. The tart, please.
The world is a little brighter, a little more magical.
Thank you, Willow. You're doing God's work here.
Yes, we have a pamphlet of clear thought here.
I knew it was cheaper, but a pamphlet, really?
Welcome to Shrouded Curios. Well, it's a franchise. The magic carpet is an intelligent thing. You just ask it.
B-shag. So how much is it now?
10,000.
Deal.
I'm going to hit the tattoo shop real quick.
I feel like we should all get tattoos at this point.
Yeah.
After about a day of travel away from Spire Rock, Copes, you spot something. It's a flying warship. This formidable vessel looms large with a dark reinforced hull.
Hey, boys, we're going to need a bigger boat.
Welcome to Discount Heroes.
All right, Jared, you got a kimono on.
Yes, indeed. I am now, we call ourselves kimono men. And I've ascended.
To what?
A kimono man.
That's pretty good.
Are those big lizards that live on that one island?
Exactly.
Yes. A kimono dragon.
You do not want me to bite you.
I heard you're venomous.
It's actually bacteria.
Poisonous, actually.
Not poisonous.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm poisonous. Or no, toxic. That's what you called me. Never mind.
I've been called that.
1 pound of Jared can kill you.
Why am I the antagonist today? What did I do?
It's the kimono, dog.
It's the kimono.
1 pound of Jared is enough to kill 50 rats.
Depends on which pound.
See what you're wearing? A suit. See what I'm wearing? Kimono, dog. I'm chill.
All right, everyone's had a great week. It's been 3 weeks since we've recorded.
And you still haven't introduced us.
I know. Well, okay, I'll say that, and then I'll say what I just said again. But act like I didn't just say that now, nor did I explain what I was about to do. Welcome to Discount Heroes, where questionable results are always guaranteed. We're a chaotic character and story-driven real play podcast. We're a group of five friends who've known each other for 16 plus years. We've played countless hours of questionable D&D, and now we want to share with you the game we love so much. My name is Brent. I'm the DM. We got four players here. Why don't you introduce yourselves and who you're playing?
Yo, this is Tyler. I'll be playing Copes, the Circle of the Stars Druid.
Is Dimarok, and I went shopping.
Played by Aaron.
This is Jared, playing the part of Thrasher, the Barbarian.
And this is Matt, and I play Nox Longfoot, the Gnome Wizard.
So it's been 3 weeks, guys. Y'all ready to play?
It's been 3 weeks.
It's been 3 weeks.
Since you looked at me.
Wow, what? How organic.
You guys ready to play?
I don't even know what we're playing. I brought Legos and Lincoln Logs just in case.
Oh.
Do not let Tyler get a hold of those Lincoln Logs.
I'm too close to Aaron.
I just thought of the perfect line to say if Copes ever dies.
Hit me.
No, I'm not going to say it now. It's going to be so good.
And his log never Lincolned again.
I mean, I'm going to be trying to make this happen now.
Yeah.
I mean, I could accelerate it.
If you think of a line I can say for the other characters to die, then that'll help even it out.
Okay, I'm thinking already. I'm going to get one for Thrasher first.
All right, so I have a very quick question for you guys, and that question is, should we keep doing the question thing? Should we change this up to something else at some point? I believe Aaron on the Discord suggested that we prank call pizza places.
That's a wild thing to do.
As a group, we prank call them?
Ideally, yes.
That's pretty funny. We could do the thing where you use two phones and you use Pizza Hut to call Domino's,
mm-hmm.
and then have them talk to each other on speakerphone.
While we just giggle like Ashton Kutcher in the background.
Yeah. Yeah. Pumped.
What do you think, Jared?
No.
Not to the prank calls or to changing anything?
Oh, to you said the question was, should we stop doing the questions or change it to something else? So I say, no.
We could come up with fun little segments.
Yeah, we could do something.
Like world news with Tyler.
You know what? Let's do a world news with Tyler segment for this one.
I got it. Boop, boop, boop. Today in Diablo 3.
Boo. All right.
I found an ancient wand I needed.
I do have a question. This question actually comes from our Discord. I thought it was a great question to ask.
Should we prank call pizza?
And I like the idea that you could answer this for as your character or for yourself if you want to, but what accessories would your action figure come with?
Oh.
Axe and axe hole.
It's like a hidden compartment somewhere.
Just slides in the back somewhere.
Somewhere.
Yeah, Dimrock would come with, obviously, a pair of drumsticks. And then...
natural.
Belly ring, removable belly ring. It also slide over his finger.
Yes.
A diaper, just in case.
What?
Well, he's got, you can put red food coloring in his mouth and then squish his belly and it poops out his butt.
That's a good accessory.
Okay, but have you been carrying a diaper the whole time? In every scene?
Well, I don't carry. I mean, I guess you could say carrying it. Am I carrying the clothes on my back? And then the lucky little boy or girl who got my action figure would also get a full-sized lickin' stick lash tattoo.
Okay. Just worship and die.
I like that. I like that.
Just a full back piece.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to look at a lot.
What an awful way to put a tattoo on.
You're going to need a friend.
Oh. Copes would have, it'd be a little Copes figure, and then it would come with 6 individual javelins, a glitter rod, a T-Rex stick, a tickle stick. Oh, a ring of the Grammarian that you could wear for your pleasure. And a box of real grenades. Military issued intact grenades.
I still would rather my kids have the grenades than a lick and stick tattoo.
It doesn't even work with water.
Yeah, like water doesn't work. It has to be spit. Yeah.
Give me some spit. I'm out.
But you can't apply the spit to the tattoo. You have lick to the lick back. The person where you are. Spit on it.
So deeply disturbing. I think the Nox would come in a little arcane cube that you have to solve before you get the toy. So you may or may not ever actually get the toy.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's fine too now.
And when you squeeze his tummy, his face changes into a I just got blown up face. So it's just like a kind of amorphous little blob that when you squeeze him, it's like, and that's it.
That was some great, great camera work there. Also, guys, I apologize. I didn't realize we were doing accessories for our characters. I thought we were doing us.
Yours would come with a 30-pack of Yingling and a bottle of vodka.
And an axle.
And a kimono.
And a kimono.
And a kimono.
So let's see, I think Flargle Buns would come with an accessory that was just like a fireball on a stand, you know? Like, that would be nearby. Boom Boom Stick, which is more like a bazooka. And then he probably would have the pizza launcher that the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles had.
Okay, that makes sense.
And Quinsley would probably have some documents, a bunch of rolled up scrolls or a stack of papers.
The one time you don't choose to use the term sheaf of papers.
Mm-hmm.
I hate you. I hate you.
He would also have the like flipping head thing.
Oh, like Power Rangers.
Oh, nice.
His head would flip and he'd be evil Quinsley with the darkened face and eyes.
I like that.
What would the Brent action figure have?
Brent action figure?
Nerd glasses and a flannel shirt.
No, this is a flannel blanket.
Yes, take that.
You got me, dude. You got me so good.
Oh boy, his drink has real protein chunks.
Yeah, you come with protein bars. He'd have his. It'd come with keys in his wallet, but he lost them, so they're actually not in the package.
No, it comes with actual keys to someone's car, but you don't know whose it is.
Yeah, that's good.
But it's within a mile of your home. We've done our research. So if you can find it.
Free car.
This is a strange service we're offering here.
I mean, it's stolen, but it's free.
Right. The keys are stolen.
Yes.
And the car, as soon as you find it. Steal it.
I don't know. How does that work?
Did you ever find out whose keys those were, Aaron? The ones that you somehow stole from somebody?
Nope. I threw them away.
Damn, I should have taken the battery out of them. It was definitely for a rental car.
All right. So, thanks, everyone, for your answers. Are we ready to begin the game?
Who asked that question?
Oh, yeah. That we should thank that person. That was... I don't want to get it wrong. So, let's see.
Toffany.
How bad would you be if you were like, I asked this question, I can't wait it. They were like, shouted out, Brit said the wrong person.
Just shout me out.
Yeah, it was Thrasher on the Discord.
Who said it in what thread?
It wasn't a question for us, first of all. They were talking to each other.
Oh, well then fuck that question. Do a new one.
Well, who said it? I thought it was a great idea for a question, though.
You know who you are. You there, smiling real wide because we forgot who you were. Thank you. Thank you for your service.
All right, well, thank you to whoever you were.
Thanks, anonymous person.
It was definitely somebody in the Discord. Thank you, the Discord. So let's go ahead and begin the game. Last week, our intrepid adventurers clashed yet again with one of their most hated foes, a minor social interaction. After convincing Seeker, the Trident, who wanted to search their ship of their important delivery to Shrouded Curios and Hive, they were allowed to dock without their possessions being searched. Our heroes confirmed what they had heard from Captain Gravewave, that patrolling ships were disrupting ship routes and slowing down trade at Spire Rock. However, they were delighted by the wide array of magic items for sale at this place. Nox browsed for magical books and walked away with a pamphlet. Thrasher ate a wondrous tart that changed his life forever and got a rug that would really bring the room together. Demarok purchased every illegal substance available, and everyone got some sweet new tats. I believe everyone did. Is that right?
Yes.
So with those sweet new tats and some sweet items, our heroes left Spire Rock. But it wasn't long before they encountered something new, a grand ship seemingly heading their way. And then should I describe that again?
Yes.
It was Ashley.
Yep, I literally just found it.
Thank you, Ashley.
I just searched accessories and it popped up. She didn't. I used it. Well, oh, I did use the way she spelled it to spell it, which is the right way.
How would you know? You don't know how to spell.
I was in the third grade spelling bee.
And how'd you do?
I lost.
I didn't make it past the class round. And by that, I mean I missed my first question.
You just want to sit down. You had too much load on your knees. Sorry.
You want to know? It was traumatic. I remember the question. I don't remember anything about elementary school. I stood up and they were like, all right, Matt, your word is or. I was like, sweet, O-R. They were like, not that one. I was like, huh? I was like, oh, O-R-E. They were like, still not that one. I was like, how many fucking O's do you want me to spell? And then I sat back down because I didn't think of O-A-R.
You should have asked for country of origin.
Use it in a sentence.
I got the question wrong twice with the right answer. It's bullshit. Hey,
how do you spell it? You should have asked these questions.
Matthew, is your word going to be or?
Yeah, that's what it was. Sorry, go ahead, Brent. We're playing D&D. That's my
bad. Flying warship. The flying warship, a formidable vessel of the skies, looms large with its dark reinforced hull. Along its side, numerous arrow slits, evenly spaced, narrow yet wide enough for archers to take aim and fire upon enemies. Massive chains, thick and sturdy, dangle from heavy-duty winches mounted along the deck's edge, each chain terminating in a vicious barbed hook designed for grappling and tearing into the hulls of other airships. On the top deck, large planks are attached to the ship's sides with robust hinges ready to be lowered onto enemy decks for boarding actions. And you're still a good distance away from this. It's a very large ship.
Holy shit, guys, that's a big ship. I think the rumors were true.
Yeah, I think they were maybe even not true enough. This thing's bigger than I thought it'd be.
Yeah, it's like a island or something. You're right, the rumors were not true enough.
It's a very big boat. What do?
Fly above it.
I don't think we can fight it.
Well, not with that attitude.
Look at it.
Brent, are there any cannons on that ship?
So I'd say with your eyes of the eagle, you probably can get a better look at the ship. Let's just say like you spotted it as it was coming over the horizon, you know, as you were approaching, maybe you're mutually approaching each other.
Okay, yeah.
So you do see that there are cannons perched, but they're basically part of the battlements. This ship has battlements. Like they've got, what are those called? Crenellations.
Don't say that like we know that word.
Are they like peppermint flavored or...
Matt couldn't spell or. It's three letters.
Talking crenellations.
They're integrated into the sides of the ship, basically.
Okay. Okay, so they've got some pretty heavy-duty firepower. So I don't know if we can fly away.
Captain, hail that vessel.
Y'all really want to follow it?
I think it's coming towards us.
Well, we should probably run. Let me ask you this. Do we have cravanches? Do we have chains with grappling hooks?
We do have the second one.
We have one metal hand attached to a chain. Some sort of strange wand-related gun that I still don't know how to use. And a flargobuns.
We could throw him at the ship.
Well, you know... One thing, if they have cannons, they've got some sort of gunpowder. And if they've got gunpowder, that means it's at some risk of blowing up. So, you know.
He'll blow it up. He'll blow it up. He's got magic fire powers.
We also could just, like, talk to him.
Yeah, well, you think that is a good idea?
I don't know. We got to get to Hive. And this guy's, it said the rumors were they're taking people's cargo or they're taking their ships. So we could just try to hide all our cargo and pretend we don't have anything. And
where are we gonna hide the ship while we're on it?
Well, maybe they won't. It said or like O-R, not O-A-R or O-R-E, but O-R. So
Brent, how fast is that ship moving? Can I outrun it?
Just as important, how fast is a chain or a hook on a chain? How fast do those move?
Well, we've got some distance between us.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how far you can see on the horizon. Isn't it something like... Jared, do you happen to know? I don't know. Why?
Don't get the flat earthers involved in this argument.
I think it's 8 miles.
It's like 8 miles or something like that, I feel like, on flat ground. But maybe I'm completely wrong there. Oh, 3 miles. Science fact for you guys.
Ah.
3 miles.
What is 3 miles? That's how far you can shoot a chain?
Assuming if you're on the ground and nothing blocks your view and you can see up to the horizon, about 3 miles into the distance.
Good to know.
If you're headed straight towards it, and it appears that it's probably heading towards you as well, at least tangentially towards you, probably within 20 minutes, you'll be right next to him.
I got this, guys. I'm going to trick him. I go about 20 feet higher.
Mm-hmm.
What do they do?
They don't seem to respond to that.
They'll never see this coming. I go 20 more feet. We're going to go right over them.
I like it.
Okay.
There's either a dog or a didgeridoo making a lot of noise outside.
Maybe it's a didgeridoo.
It could be.
Maybe a dog accidentally swallowed a didgeridoo.
A didgeridoo.
That would be a very long dog.
To give you some perspective, this ship is... I'll give you some rough measurements. This thing's probably about 120 feet tall from the bottom of the hull.
Oh, God.
To the deck of the ship.
The ship? 120 feet?
Yeah, to put your movement in perspective.
Big boat, got it.
Okay, 20 more feet.
You want to go up 120 feet now?
Yeah.
All right, yep, you keep going up. The ship is getting closer.
Keep going up, Coke.
Okay, are we going to fight this thing or run?
Try to go over it first.
We can't fight it.
Okay, I go 30 more feet.
As we are getting up higher, I want to try to scope out the deck of the ship, kind of get an idea. Are there like a lot of people on it? What's the crew situation? Try to get a little more information from a distance with my eyes of an eagle.
Okay. So you see dozens of people in solid black uniforms with these red striped hats moving about on the deck of the ship. They seem to be moving about in anticipation. Seems pretty clear that they're preparing for possibly a confrontation here.
Would I have any idea what that uniform is of? Does it look like it may be of a certain government or state or army or pirates or anything like that?
So you spot a symbol emblazoned on the deck of the ship, right in front of the helm of the ship. What does that symbol look like, Demarok?
The symbol?
Yeah.
It looks like a treble clef, but it's all twisted. Center of the clef, there's a giant skull with two slicked back horns.
Oh, no.
So that's what you see, Nox.
All right, guys, we've got some sort of weird, squiggly horned people. Well, the people don't have... There's a big symbol.
Can we all see it?
With Nox's eyes of the eagle, he can see it, but nobody else could make out enough detail. You're closer to the ship, by the way.
I'm sharing, so I'm looking through one eye of them and holding the other eye out so other people can look, but I don't want to just share them conveniently, so it's really inconvenient.
All right, let me see.
Get down on my knees.
Yeah, just here. You put your right eye on that side, and I'll have my left eye on this side, and then we can both see.
Yeah. Yeah, I see what you're going for here.
You can see it.
I do a back bend and bend over backwards, put my left eye up to where he wanted my right eye.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking upside down.
That's not what I said. You didn't listen at all.
Shh, look, quiet, look.
All right, I want to do a history check to see if I recognize the symbol. Can I do that?
Yeah, what you got?
I have 11.
Bingo.
No, it is not familiar to you.
Nope, never seen it, guys. Any of you?
Let me take a peek. I look into it. Nox, this thing won't focus. It's all blurry.
You gotta squint.
Start squinting his eyes and just...
You know what? I honestly do the back bend. It worked for Thrasher.
All right, crab style. And I hang over the side of the ship and look into his thing. He's like, oh...
Oh, come on. Not now. Things were just starting to go so good. I was really getting a hold on this whole thing. Copes, we gotta go now.
What is it?
What's up, Demi?
I don't know what it is exactly. Are you asking me to improv here?
It was quite the reaction to having no clue what it is.
I thought that's where he was leaning. Am I making it up now?
So, I will give you something. So you're, maybe we'll cut this out. So your family, whoever this represents, that's kind of up to you. They're a band of pirates or mercenaries.
Well, could they be friendly to me?
It's possible. Depends on what they're paid to do. You know that. Well, you know, you got some leeway here, but you know that there's a reason they're well paid and relatively well known.
All right, guys, look. Okay. You've kind of become my friend, so I guess it's time to just get it out in the open.
Kinda.
I'm not just some cool, wandering, free-spirited, demon horn drummer. I'm a bloody pirate.
What?
I come from the longest lineage of pirates that's ever existed on this world.
You're a pirate.
I'm a pirate. I'm a pirate. I'm a pirate. How else do I have to say it?
I mean, just because we have a ship, I don't think that makes you a pirate, Demi.
No, you're not hearing me.
No, I want to be a pirate too.
We could be a pirate ship.
No.
So no. We should steal the ship is what you're saying.
No, we should do anything but steal the ship.
Demi, are those guys after you?
For my first birthday, we played Hang the Dead Man. Wait, what's it called?
Hangman?
We played Hangman.
Hang the Dead Man.
It was my job to guess the letters. You know what? I killed a whole family of people because I didn't know that many letters yet. You not get it? These guys are evil. They just go around and steal and plunder and kill for fun.
So do we.
Look, we've done a couple of...
But we do it in a whimsical way.
Yeah. So if we want to turn a good leaf, we need to take these guys out.
I mean, it was really good getting to know you, bud. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, can you go talk to him? We got to get through.
You're about 8 minutes away from being next to the ship.
Can we not just keep running? I've just been running. It's worked so good.
I mean, we could try.
We have to get to Hive.
Well, we gotta go forward.
Can we go up and then forward?
I mean, their ship also flies, Demi.
I'm taking a basic maneuvers.
Oh, they're on a flying ship?
Yes.
You thought this was just a boat?
Dang it! Could we use different words, maybe?
I think I said airship.
How hard would it be to get away if it was in the water?
You think we were just concerned about going 120 feet in the air?
Let me see those binoculars. Dang it! I got flying ships now.
Hey, Brent, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
These ships aren't supposed to be able to operate within close proximity to each other, right?
That is something you've heard before.
Look, if y'all want to try to talk to him, we can. But I'll tell you right now, and as he's saying this, he's like pulling stuff out of his bag of holding, and he's like putting on all kinds of different weird clothes he's found. You don't know me.
But I thought you said we were friends.
My name's... Steven, your lovable crewmate. I'm just another one of your seamen.
Are you backing the ship up, Copes? You said something earlier.
No, I'm flying right at him.
Oh, you're flying at him. Evasively, though?
Evasively, yeah.
Are we going to try to juke your boy?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking.
They got a big ship. We might be able to just beat him.
You're 5 minutes away.
I turn left.
Okay, all right, they turn right.
Shit, I thought he was going to say left. I thought we had him.
Damn it. Then I turn right again,
mm-hmm.
And then back left real quick.
All right, well, they don't have to do it as much because it's a huge ship, but they do that. The equivalent.
So they're not falling for this.
They're not falling for it. You're 4 minutes away.
God damn.
Serpentine, Copes! Serpentine!
I just start serpentining just right at him, though.
We need a quick plan. Are we going... Should we try to talk our way through it?
Let's just see what they want.
Can I see the guys on the ship at this point?
Yeah, you can see that there are people on the ship now.
I can see what they're wearing?
Yeah.
Maybe we should take the jumpy up and... What if we pretended we had the same clothes? What if we tried to be like them? Copes, our new tattoos will...
That's exactly what I'm thinking. That's exactly what I...
That would never work. Can you look over at Demrock, what he's wearing now, and he's got like a bandana tied behind his head, and he's put a patch over his eye. He's fashioned like this fake wooden leg. We never know what they could be wearing. How are we going to match them?
We could see it, Demi.
Good idea.
I put on my disguise hat and turn into Demi. But like what he looks like right now.
Does it have the bad peg leg or does it have an actual
exactly leg? Nope, bad peg leg.
Okay.
I want to look as close to what he looks like right this second as I can.
Okay.
Maybe we need to approach them. We've got the jumpy. Thrasher, you've got a carpet. We can spread out. We can attack from angles. We've got a flargle buns. I mean, if it comes to that, then we'll try to, I don't know, sink their giant warship. That's 30 times the size of ours.
Okay, I cast a sky cell. Look like one of them.
Okay, gotcha. Now, Demarok, I want to be sure you don't look like one of them, right?
I don't know. I just wanted to do a funny pirate joke.
Okay, gotcha.
Where I'm trying to hide, but maybe I accidentally dress just like him. Who knows?
All right. At 2 minutes, the ship grinds. You hear the sound of metal groaning, creaking, threatening to snap as the ship slowly stops and just hangs motionless in the air.
Both ships?
Not both ships.
Just our ship.
Just your ship.
Oh, just our ship.
All right, we have a problem. Our ship doesn't work anymore.
No, it works. I start moving the control.
It just makes like squeaky sounds.
Squeaky, squeaky.
We need to hit the thing. Do we need to...
Thrasher, hit the thing.
No, no.
I go hit the thing.
Do you want to run down and hit the thing?
Yep.
This is a crazy idea. As the ship approaches, you run and hit it. And as soon as you hit it, you feel weightless for just a moment as the ship falls.
Hit it again!
Anyone who's on the deck of the ship has to make a strength saving throw to stay anchored to the ship.
So everybody else?
Other than Thrasher, yeah.
Strength.
I just did what I was told!
Or athletics. Athletics is fine, but...
I got a -1, Brent.
Mm-hmm.
You got a -1.
-2.
A 6 for Demarok.
I got a 9.
All right, the ship falls out, Wile E. Coyote style, out from underneath the three of you.
Are we just running in place?
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to getting to hear that.
And Thrasher, you're thrown to the ceiling.
Oh.
As the ship continues to fall, the three of you who are on the deck are in free fall currently.
Turn to an eagle.
Activate my winged boots.
Nice. Problem solved twice over.
I grab Nox and my talons.
All right, you snatch Nox out of the air. Thrasher, what do you do? Ship feels like it is tumbling towards the ground.
Towards the ocean.
Towards the ocean.
I hit it again.
Roll an athletics check.
18.
You're able to get some purchase on the ceiling and pull yourself over to the core of the ship and strike it again. And you don't slam into the deck of the ship, but you do feel the motion suddenly cease and you just fall to the ground at a normal speed.
Oh, I think that was a bad idea.
How far did it fall?
Let's say a few hundred feet.
I'm gonna fly back down and drop Nox at the controls.
Okay. It seems like if you wanted to, you could move the ship now. You do feel like you control the ship. So if you wanted to, say, move out of the range of this thing, you could do that.
I'll whisper Nox, but this is a hard angle for them to hit, buddy. Get us out of here.
Just back?
No, straight.
But I think we're in there. Are we going to try to go under them?
Hell yeah.
Okay. We're going under.
If the ship's that big, I can have to imagine it's not that maneuverable.
But the thing is, if we get too close, our ship stops.
And they can chain us.
But the bottom of their ship probably doesn't have a lot of defense.
So what you doing?
Captain told me to go under. I'm going under. I'm going to try to shoot under this thing.
Okay, so you're going to roll a piloting check.
Okay.
I think I've let Copes do intelligence or wisdom for piloting.
Okay, I'm going to do intelligence. And that's a 19.
Pretty good.
You're nervously piloting this thing, trying to, it sounds like, maintain your distance and maybe hopefully get around this thing, possibly. Is that right?
Yeah, maybe around it, under it if it's high enough, and I think that there's a chance, if not, side to side. But I want to stay low, because I figure they don't have anything pointing straight down.
I gotcha.
And since we're going up and up and up, I figure we may have some room down low.
So you feel light vibrations on the controls of the ship. It's almost like, and you rolled a 19, so this is why you kind of get a sense for when you're getting too close to it. And you're able to continue maneuvering. You were correct in your assumption. It is not quite as maneuverable as you guys are. But it does seem to be trying to lower itself in pursuit of you. As you're crossing over the, let's say, the halfway point of the ship's about 300 feet long. You see large wooden panels begin to lower themselves on the sides of the ship. Almost like a helicopter that carries paratroopers or something would open and people could come out of it.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
You see figures mounted at what look like harpoon guns with heavy chains with hooks on them, preparing to fire at the ship.
I hate to ask again, but hey, how fast does a hook on a chain go?
And how long?
And how girthy?
How girthy?
And is it a little bit moist?
We'll have to see. They'll have to roll to hit the ship.
What happened with Copes and Demi? Did they make it back on the ship?
I'm still flying.
Well, they both can fly, so I assume. Yeah, but what are you doing, I guess?
I'm on the ship.
I'm tailing right next to the ship.
You've returned to the ship, Demerok?
Yeah, I'm in the Copes nest.
I'm flying alongside it.
All right, so what AC did I give the ship?
You gave us 20 AC, but then you said some areas are weaker.
Mm-hmm. Depends on what kind of attack, but I'm just going to use 20.
They're going to shoot at the penis of the ship? Is that weaker?
It is, but they'll never hit it.
Too small.
Hope I'm not signed into roll 20. Crit in my mouth.
Yep, that's the name of the roll 20.
I think we didn't stick with that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
We were never going to. That was just you.
I think we should have sticked with it.
Yeah.
Let's rebrand.
We would have a bigger following, but a lot of the people would be here for reasons we don't want.
We'll change it a little. We'll be crit on my face.
That's fair.
Or crit on my chest.
There you go.
All right. This is with a plus 8. Two shots. Both of those are higher than 20. So that's a 26 and a 22.
Incoming!
It's like they fall across the deck of the ship, and then they're pulled tight, and then they latch against the opposite side of the ship.
I'm assuming I've come back above deck by now?
Yes, you would have seen this happen.
All right, I'm going to run up to one of them and start trying to wrench it off.
Okay.
And I want to attack the other.
Oh, like immediately?
Yeah.
Yeah, as soon as I see that.
So it's a strength check to remove these. At least if you're just trying to move it with your hands.
Straight strength?
Straight strength.
Not athletics, huh?
No.
Feels kind of athletic.
Those guys in the gyms, you know, they whip the giant chains.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to deadlift this thing off of the deck, man. All right, so straight strength. All right, here we go. 17.
So you're able to pull the hook free. It's dug in a little bit, but you're able to unlatch it. Now I need you to roll a dexterity saving throw as the chain is pulled taut suddenly. This is to avoid you getting hooked by this thing and drawn off the ship.
Good thing I could see that happen.
You can see it.
Oh boy, 13.
All right, just like also like Wile E. Coyote, Thrasher is suddenly flung by the hook off the side of the ship. You want to do that for us?
Oh!
He's the best. Every time.
Everybody else got one. I needed to get one in.
The kimono added some flair to it as well.
It did.
Thank you.
You also take 14 piercing damage.
I assume we're all completely healed, right?
Yes.
And you have 3 bonus HP right now.
All right, so you just saw Thrasher get yoinked.
I swoop towards him.
All right.
Should I try to break the other one first?
Yeah, let's go with that first, Demarok.
As I'm about to reach for the chain and try to pull it off, I see Thrasher get yoinked in the air, and I'm like, mm-mm. And I lift up the front of my hoodie, and so it's kind of hooked on the side of our ship, like the railings, correct?
Yeah.
I want to use my Ring of Ram to try to bust the railings on our own ship where it's holding on.
All right. I dig that.
I like that idea.
I'm not going to make you roll to hit. Just tell me how many charges you're going to use for it.
I think I'm going to use 2. 4d10.
Okay. Now, remember the stats of your own ship that I've given you. Your ship ignores the first 15 damage.
Yes.
Of any damage it takes.
And then can I use another one?
You can use as many as you like.
30 total damage.
30 total damage? Nice. Okay. The railing cracks underneath the force of your belly ring blast. You see that the hook is coming loose. With some more effort, it'd probably fully come loose. But you see it pulling tightly as the chain begins winding inward.
About how far away from them are we right now?
200 feet, we'll say. I'm going to be decisive. That's the range. You're close to what you imagine is the range where the ship is going to get stopped if it gets much closer.
Okay. And that 30 damage was to our ship, correct?
Yes.
So 15, because we resist the first 15.
Mm-hmm.
And that chain did not come loose.
It is coming loose. It would be easier than the one that Thrasher removed, say.
Okay. And then when that last chain came off, did it get shot back up into the other ship then?
If you want picture Thrasher just yelling as the chain whips around as it is quickly wound back up.
Okay. He's stuck to it.
For the moment, yes. I'm letting everyone take a turn first.
Okay. Okay, cool. Is my turn flying or do I get a chance? I probably should stay at the ship.
You can do what you want.
Okay, I'm just going to keep trying to pilot us down a bit to try to stay out of their range or to the side so we don't get completely stuck.
Okay. So the chain is going to attempt to pull on the ship. It's going to have disadvantage because it's been loosened by Demarok's belly ring blast. And it'll be a contested roll between your piloting skills and this thing. The chain, similar to the attack roll, rolls with a +8 with disadvantage.
Ew. I've only got a +4. I got a 19.
19 total? Oh, he got a 22.
Oof.
All right, Copes. So the chain pulls tight and it begins winding inward. You could feel the ship being forcibly pulled closer. Copes, what are you doing?
I'm going to try to snatch Thrasher off the chain.
You want to try to snatch him? Okay.
I'm an eagle.
Mm-hmm.
Try to snatch me.
Try to snatch me.
All right, he's moving pretty quickly because there's a lot of force on this thing. If it was meant to pull other ships. So I will give you an attack roll with disadvantage as your eagle.
Because I'm slow?
No, just because he's being whipped around really quickly. You're going to have to dart in there, grab him, and remove him all at once.
But I'm an eagle.
That's cool. That's what lets you do this at all.
So, charisma?
Well, it's whatever you use in your eagle stats, right?
Yeah, and I have those prepared. Just let me make sure. They are already on my screen. So it's an attack +5. Hey, let me sell you on this, Brent.
Mm-hmm.
The eagle gets multi-attack.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's fine. What is the other attack?
It's beak and talons.
So you could try to skewer him to free him? Or you could talon him. As long as that imagery remains consistent, then that's fine.
So do I get 2 rolls at this?
2 rolls with disadvantage.
First you try it with your talons, where you can just grab me. And if that doesn't work, you got to get me with the beak. And that will hurt.
I got to peck you off.
Exactly.
And it's against Thrasher's AC.
Okay, that's an 8.
All right, that's a start.
A bad start.
Okay, so that's the first one. Here's the second one.
Ooh.
Okay. 23.
So does a 23 beak hit you, Thrasher?
It does, yes.
So happy it's the beak.
I know.
So describe what this looks like, Copes.
How is he attached to the chain?
He's probably got a little bit of a hook in his shoulder or his leg or something like that, but it's mostly like the force of the pole keeping him on it.
I'm gonna... So it's like hooked into his leg?
Yeah.
I'm gonna fly in and bite his skin off where the hook is lodged in.
Oh, God!
Oh, boy!
What else am I gonna do?
I don't know, but anything but that.
Well, I thought you were just gonna, like, pierce his chest and carry him off.
I feel like there are other options, but...
Grab him by the clothes?
With my beak?
I thought you were just going to skewer him like a kebab and, you know, fly off with him skewered on your beak.
Birds carry things in their mouths.
I mean, listen, I appreciate that you think my eagle beak is that strong, but I don't think that's realistic.
He's just going to have to do some skin ripping.
Yeah, oh, that's what's not realistic about this whole situation.
But we're playing Dungeons and Dragons.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm going to cleave his leg. I'm going to bite his leg and snippy.
How much does it hurt?
In a day of pain, Thrasher, you have one pain more. So the eagle snatches at your leg with its beak and deals how much damage?
1d6 plus 3. 8.
8 piercing damage. And you are... Doesn't sound like you're catching him.
Yeah, I'm going to catch him.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, he's holding my leg in his beak.
All right, and you are being painfully held.
Ow!
You've been pulled free as the chain snaps upward.
Ah, thanks, Cope.
I got you, bro. I didn't see any other way. That's in your head.
Oh, I was hoping. Otherwise, you would drop me, and I'd just hear.
All right, I'm going to give you a luck roll to see if you're pulled within range of the ship. This is the only luck roll you'll get for this. Who wants to roll it?
Is our ship is pulled into range?
Yep.
I guess pilot.
I'm just going to roll really good.
Why'd you say that?
15. It's a 15.
That's not bad for a luck roll.
All right.
15. Miraculously, you still have control of the ship, but for how long?
15 minutes based on the roll.
Yeah, an hour. We've got an hour, guys. Okay, and we're still about 200 feet, or did we get closer?
Let's say you're 190 feet now.
Okay. There's only one chain holding us now?
That's right.
All right, we got to get the chain off.
That's right, you're piloting, yes.
Well, Demi's still right there next to the chain.
Demi's still right there.
Yeah, and I'm in Cope's mouth.
I got you by the talons now.
I pull out my chainsword out of my bag, wind it up, and take a big strike at it.
I feel like I should tell you that, based on your previous experience, you wouldn't expect that to do much.
To the wood?
Yeah, I mean, the ship ignores 15 points of damage.
Even the railing, though?
Yeah, it's just... Your sword is not that damaging to a ship.
Okay, yeah, I'll just roll at it. I only rolled an 11.
The chain groans under your furious chain sword attack. Do some damage. Roll some damage.
3 damage. Plus 1. 4 damage.
And the ship only ignores 15, so that's close.
I mean, he's got a point. This part's already damaged, so, you know, there's room to play around with how much damage it ignores, but, yeah, you chip away at it. It seems like one of the hooks is wedged pretty narrowly onto the actual deck of the ship. Maybe if it were freed, the chain would come loose.
Can I drop Thrash off on the ship?
Yeah, I'd say how much movement you got as an eagle?
It's 90 feet, but I took that feat too that gives me bonus movement.
Actually, then yeah, I think you'd be able to take an action and drop Thrasher off on the ship.
Okay, so yeah, I'll fly to the ship and let him go.
Okay.
But like 12 feet above the deck.
All right, Thrasher, you take 1d6 falling damage. You take 6 falling damage.
That's payback for the rug.
Yeah, that's exactly, dude. I was just about to say that. Beat me like a rug.
do it again.
And then I get an action.
Yeah, you get an action with since you have enough movement as an eagle.
I can't access my inventory as a eagle, right?
No.
I pick up Flargle Bones.
Okay. Well, I wasn't thinking he was there, but
where is he?
Well, I would have rolled for him to fall off the ship if that was the case.
Well, where else would he be?
I'm going to roll now. Flargle Buns, you see him fall past the ship.
Okay, I...
Great, you killed Flargle Buns.
He's been falling for the past two rounds.
Okay.
Brent just wanted to do one.
All right, well, I go catch him. Search and rescue Eagle Patrol out here.
You're able to catch Flargle Buns, but that's your action.
I'm not going to catch him, though. I'm going to swoop under him so he lands on my back.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And then I'm going to fly him to Mordor.
Okay, cool. Thrasher, you get a turn now.
I would like to go get that hook off.
All right, you see it is one of the hooks is dug tightly into the deck of the ship. What do you want to do?
I'm going to pull that bitch out.
All right, it's another strength roll.
This one can be athletics, right?
This one can't be. Oh, wait, what's your athletics bonus?
8.
What's your strength bonus?
5.
Okay, well, so it was a 17, now it's a 21. You can use athletics.
I got a 10.
10?
Unless I get to use athletics, in which case it was a 13.
13's still not good enough. You struggle to free it.
You're not good enough.
Oh, I deserve that.
Yeah, how does that feel?
I'm sorry. All right, so here's your last opportunity to fight against the ship's pull. Nox.
Okay.
It rolls with a +8.
All right, I got a +4. 13.
Oh, boy.
He's got disadvantage still from one chain?
It is still loose from Demarok having done that. It's looser anyway. 16, so that's the lowest. Lowest I got was 16.
Jeez.
So the chain digs in as it pulls tight. And as it pulls you closer and closer, suddenly you feel the ship stop. The helm unresponsive.
We're stuck. We're done.
You see the figures on that platform that lowered from the hull of the ship? They seem to be calling out, and one of them runs off inside, yeah, to the interior of the ship.
Oh, I thought you meant just right off the side.
Just runs off the side.
Unless we can get up there and get those chains off, I don't think we're going anywhere. Although, even if the chains let go, we're still stuck in midair, right? Because it was just, it didn't move.
At the moment, yeah.
You could hit the thing again if you can get the chain off.
That was bad last time.
You just have to hit it twice real quick.
Can I try and get the hook off again?
Yeah, you could try.
But you could break the part of the ship where it's attached.
You could possibly do that. The ship would still be locked in the air, but yes, you could do that.
17, since it's athletics now.
All right, roll a perception check, everybody.
Do I have advantage? Is it based on sight?
Yes, it's based on sight.
All right, natural 20, so 19.
Natural 20, so 19.
12.
22.
I'm just chock full of negatives on my stat sheet here.
18.
All right, so yeah, Nox, Demarok, and Copes. You see slight shadows dance overhead, and as you look above, you see ropes descending downward. You see people on them. And as you watch, the ropes land close to you guys on the ship.
Can I take a turn now?
You want to take a turn now specifically?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to message Flargle Bones and say, time for the boom boom, buddy. And I'm going to fly him at the ropes so he can use his fire powers at the men coming down then.
Oh, okay. So you're taking this aggressive stance.
Yeah, fire hurts ropes, right?
Yeah.
Everyone knows that.
You just tell me where you want me to aim, boss.
The ropes or the guys.
Will do. Pulls down his shades that he has suddenly.
Get ready for the boom boom!
You guys hear that called out as you hear screams overhead.
Boom, boom!
Are the guys coming down the ropes?
The guys coming down from the ropes. You hear them cry out in pain. One of the burned bodies lands on the deck of the ship.
Do the ropes get cut or singed?
Yes, the ropes are singed and stop. You see that the rest of the figures that were descending down the ropes have reconsidered.
Good job, buddy. That's a good shot.
What does the body that lands on the ship look like?
It's your dad.
That'd be so funny. It's just
story arc over.
Hey, we did it.
What do you think of me now? Just kicking
him. I almost want to put that on a luck roll. That'd be really funny. I had this whole thing planned out. It's an elf figure. If you're looking to see if you recognize them, probably not. But yeah, they're wearing the dark uniforms that you're familiar with. But they seem to have added a beret with a red stripe on it. And that's new. And he's burned badly. And probably dead. He fell really far.
All right, so I guess we're taking defend the ship, getaway action then.
Okay.
Kind of looks like where we're at.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay. Somebody else fly the ship. I'm going to polymorph myself into a giant ape.
Oh, okay.
And that makes sense. That makes perfect sense.
Nice.
I'll run to the wheel.
And I think I'm just going to try to rip that chain out of our ship.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You see figures have reappeared on that plank down below, and they are carrying some kind of odd-looking poles that extend across the deck of the ship, and they hook in. They start pulling these out. It's like almost like that pole that you have, Copes.
Which one?
The one that extends.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, your extending glow stick.
It's got a T-Rex on the end of it? Oh, no.
Doesn't have a T-Rex on the end of it. I forgot that's what you did with that, but yeah.
Oh, thank God.
They extend across and hook onto the side of the ship.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and try to rip the chain out.
Okay. All right, that's a strength check.
Wait.
So I have a plus 7 strength. No, 6. I'm sorry, plus 6 strength. Can I do it recklessly?
What's that? I don't think you can do that.
I don't have that.
Gorillas are pretty reckless.
That's a 1. It's a nat 1. God damn it. Right back.
The hook doesn't move.
Well, that's embarrassing.
You see people starting to shimmy across, like monkey bars across these poles that they've hooked to the side of your ship.
Is that a gorilla joke? Because that is fucked up.
I didn't think about it, but yeah.
So their poles are hooked to our ship?
Yes.
From 140 feet?
Yep, magical poles.
They extended that far? Okay. Okay. Well, I'm out of a turn this action, but I have a new plan for next turn.
Okay. Demarok, you got something? You can see all this going on.
Yeah, Demarok bends down to that burned body and picks up the beret. Dons it on top of his head.
Okay.
Gentlemen, come this far, but it's probably the end of the line. I imagine here soon we'll be sleeping with the fishes, walking the plank.
The hell, man?
Casting motivational speech, dude.
Is that what that is?
Let him finish.
It's been an honor to know you guys, and well, I can't think of a better group of guys to die with. So here's to all the times we've had. And I raise my hat in the air.
Your new hat.
Yeah. Everybody gets 10 temporary HP. I'll cast at a high level.
Ooh.
Is that plus the 3?
No.
Correct.
It does not stack.
That's for his food, right?
Temporary HP does not stack.
Okay. Well, then 10 total.
Let's go to the judges on that one.
It does not stack.
Damn it, Brent.
I already went through my 3 temporary HP, so.
How'd that happen?
Got dropped by an eagle.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
The very pleased eagle.
A pleagle.
Pleagle, if you will.
That was enough.
Are we to a new set of actions for us, our team?
Yes, you see the figures crossing to your side of the ship. They're about halfway there. What you got?
I've got the best idea ever. I'm a giant ape.
Okay.
I'm going to leap up onto the Cope's nest and pull off the lightning rod made of knives and just start swinging that shit around at these people as they come across.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how long the lightning rod is, but I assume it's got to have some range to it.
Okay.
Sorry, Timmy.
King Kong ain't got nothing on me.
All right, roll a dexterity save to avoid being cut by your dangerous rod that you're wielding.
Okay. Let's see. I've got a +2 to dex. It's a 9.
9? You take 4 slashing damage as you grasp this rod.
Ah!
You got a bunch of health. You're fine.
Yeah, I got temp HP too. As people come down, I'm just going to start swinging this thing.
Okay, gotcha.
Can I do something to help, potentially?
Yeah.
Are they within 40 feet yet?
No, but they will be at the beginning of the next round when they get to move. If you want to ready an action to perform.
Yeah, I'll ready that action.
Okay.
Oh, wait, it has a range of 120 feet.
You're within that range for sure.
But it behaves in a 40-foot cube.
Yes, you got that.
Okay, so seeing them come down, I drum up a really slow marching beat on my drum and cast the spell slow. So up to 6 guys in that cube have to make a wisdom saving throw.
Woohoo.
Nice. Utility.
Wisdom, you say?
Wisdom.
Okay.
Beat a 16.
A 16, they only have a +1 to that. Fail. Pass. Fail. Only one of them passed.
Nice.
All right. If they failed, their speed is halved. They have -2 penalty to AC and dexterity saving throws, and they can't use reaction.
Ooh, okay.
On their turn, they can do either an action or a bonus action, not both, and they can't cast spells.
Oh, dang. So that really slows them down.
That makes saves at the end of their turn.
All right. I'm going to give you this. As you strike that beat, you hear a beat, a call and response from overhead. Someone banging a drum as though in response to the rhythm that you played.
Dimrock just kind of whimpers, cowers.
Oh.
What's that drum made out of that guy's banging?
You can't see it.
I can fly.
You can fly up over, yeah, if you want to fly all the way up.
How high is it?
I mean, the sound is coming from the deck of the ship. So if you're at the bottom, 120 feet up.
I can fly 90. What does haste give me?
Are you hasted?
I took the feet haste or whatever.
Oh, mobility gives you 10 extra feet.
Oh, so only 100. Okay, I can't make it.
But you're probably not at the very bottom of the ship. If you wanted to really see this, yeah, you could do it.
Okay, I'm going to fly up and try to see the drum.
All right, you see a pirate standing with a flamboyant pose, one leg propped up on a barrel. Her vibrant attire is a patchwork of colors and textures, a bright coat of blues and greens, adorned with fringes and mismatched buttons. An oversized feathered tricorn hat sits askew her head, shadowing a face that you can't quite make out. She wears boots that are a little bit too large for her feet, covered in buckles that seem to have no purpose. Around her waist, a sash of pink and yellow stripes holds an array of odd-looking objects and a scabbard that weirdly looks like a fish. She's covered in parrot feathers of various hues from different pockets and bands on her ensemble. She stands on a wooden peg leg.
Dang! Sounds so cool!
So cool.
This is the weirdest anime villain you've ever put in front of us.
That's a One Piece pirate right there. Is she playing the drum?
She's playing the drum.
What's that drum made out of?
Do other people have your ethereal drums? Maybe people in your family?
I would think so. It's kind of a passed down technique.
Okay. Yeah, it's made out of nothing. Ghost stuff. Etherealness.
How many people are on the deck with her?
Say 2 dozen.
2 dozen, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Can I make it to the deck of the ship?
You could just make it to the deck of the ship.
All right, I make it to the deck of the ship, and it's a bonus action to shift out, correct?
That's right.
All right, I make it to the deck and shift out.
Will you allow me to do something real quick?
Yeah, sure. It's your game.
Okay. As you approach more closely, the sound of the beat changes. It almost seems to resonate with your own heartbeat for a few moments. And you feel yourself being drawn closer. And she casts Fast Friends on you.
Oh, no!
Are you sure it's not Enemies Abound?
You beat me to it, damn it. I was about to look up what it was because I couldn't remember. Damn it!
Alright, you're gonna have to get into that microphone.
No, I get in it.
Get deep in the microphone.
Pretend it's your butt, buddy.
Deep.
Hey everybody, thanks We're for listening.
I was talking to Jared.
Oh. Hey everybody, thanks for listening. To Discount Heroes, we drop new episodes every Thursday on your favorite podcast provider. Follow us on Insta at the DHcast. Hit us up on put your dick away. Hit us up on the Discord where you know one of the fat guys won't be there. I'm not saying any names. Follow us on the DHcast. Hit us up on Discord. We love you guys. New episodes every Thursday. Send me pictures of your private parts at thechriscast.com. We'll see you guys soon. We love you.
Don't send anything there. He's not a licensed professional.
I am too. FBI, I have a shirt.
Everyone clap in 3, 2, 1. I did bad.
You counted. How did you do bad? You're the only one we follow.
I got hand tied.
What?